For Aboriginal elder Ozzie Cruz, the linking of the keeping place, the Bundian Way, and the cultural camp for youth was the realisation of a vision he's worked towards for decades.
I spent years working with children since the early 70s. When I first came to Eden, I set up a youth group here and established a program with those young people in borrowed halls. And it was a vision of those young people that we get some place where we can meet and have our own youth centre. And Jigimi Farm came out of that very vision. And there's a long story to that, how Jigimi Farm came into being. And so we decided on this property we would build a cultural centre, and that's just the centre we're standing in now. And the aim has always been to include young people on all our programs. Hence, through the vision of the people working on the Bundian Way, that's with National Parks, his friends, Peters, and a whole host of other people. School teachers like Marty from Bombala and others were involved, whereby they said, well, let's get some young people together. Let's introduce them in this way to the Bundian Way.
And the Bundian Way project is introducing and preserving Aboriginal culture.
Exactly. And that's what the Bundian Way is about. It's a national heritage project. We say it's a shared history. It's a shared history which encapsulates the heritage of the early settlers and the heritage of our people that were here many generations before the settlers came. And so the wonderful thing about the Bundian Way is that it was shared in the first instance by Aboriginal people showing the early settlers how to get a safe way up to the tablelands. And when they showed them the way of getting up to tablelands, they also showed them the way to bring their produce back down to be shipped out to markets. So there was always this shared arrangement with the settlers.
It's probably an understatement to say that the challenge of teaching Aboriginal culture to young Aboriginal people is a much greater challenge than the non-Aboriginal community would understand.
It was outlawed to be able to speak your own language, Aboriginal language, and it was outlawed to do a lot of other things.
How much has been lost of Aboriginal culture in this area, and is it still being lost, or are you reversing that?
I don't think we're reversing. What we are, we're capturing what remains and building on that. See, there's parts of culture that no one can erase. No one can erase the culture of extended family or kinship relations. No one can erase that. You can change it to some degree, but not erase it completely. And that's one of the areas of culture that we build on, is the fact that we are still extended family. And in that extended family relations, we have a tremendous development of respect. And we've learned ourselves from our own research for this whole area that there is a way that we can recapture our language. We've found 280 words of our language, and that when I say our language, this language goes all the way to La Perouse, and it's a main trade language that we want to resurrect. And so that'll be a real, and if we're teaching them words now, that's a real, you know, to young people. Not to my age, everybody spoke some language then, but now it's a real recovery and a pride thing, I really believe, for our own young people to learn the language. But it's also a greater pride to be able to respect elders, and elders earn the respect of our youth too as well. And I think that's a thing that's happening a lot in, and will happen in the Bundian Way. In fact, through Megan Holt, the girl that works with Eden Marine High, she and her and I have sat down with other elders, and we developed what we call healing by learning. Of course, a lot of our kids are damaged, and I'm not putting that in a derogative way. I mean, they've been damaged because they haven't had the opportunity to live the type of culture that they needed to live. And that damage will be repaired in the Bundian Way, because they'll be learning things here on this Bundian Way that will show the rest of the population of Australia that our people did have tremendous intellectual property, tremendous technology, and things that they did back there in history were far advanced to the people who came here. And you've got to take the boomerang as one of those things. And yet there was medicine and lots of other, there was discipline of law in community. All of those things were here before European came. And we're finding that, you know, our young people really gel to the fact that they can learn these experiences of their own culture.
There's a wonderful symbolism in the concept of the Bundian Way, a pathway that was used for travel, also now being a pathway for cultural recovery.
Yes. It's a major thing to have youth coming here like this, and you can teach them. Well, the first thing I taught them, Gadu means ocean, eh? And Bujan means birds. And well, there's single words like that I can get used to using. And the sound of that will help us to develop our own language. Gurgama means the westerly winds. And there's words like that that still remain in our vocabulary that we know we can sound properly. So it's an exciting thing to see young people being involved in doing these things. That's where I get excited.